From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders have reached an official agreement on a $212 billion state budget for the 2021-22 fiscal year. The spending plan includes tax increases on the wealthy, a record amount of funding for school aid, and rent relief for state residents impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. This will be the largest state budget in New York history, but also includes more than $12.5 billion in direct aid from the federal government. The state will increase the personal income tax rate for people making more than $1 million a year by approximately 1% and establish two new tax brackets for those making more than $5 million annually and $25 million annually. Once adopted, New York City residents will be the subject to the highest combined local and state personal income tax rates in the nation. The state carved out about $2.1 billion in unemployment benefits for the undocumented who were employed but not eligible to receive money in the latest federal stimulus package. The budget also includes mobile sports betting legalization, expected to bring in roughly $500 million a year. And state lawmakers are phasing in $1.4 billion in direct aid to public schools during the next 3 years, totaling about $4.2 billion once completely phased in. Around $105 million will be directed to expand universal pre-K to the 210 districts that do not already have this program in place. Another item included in the spending plan is $2.4 billion in rent and homeowner relief for those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, regardless of immigration status. And around $1 billion is earmarked for small business recovery and $2.4 billion for child care. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said, and I quote, "I am proud of the strides we have made in funding our schools, helping business rebuild, and protecting New York's most vulnerable," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Working and middle-class taxpayers will receive the relief they desperately need, while the wealthiest New Yorkers will help their neighbors," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. U.S. News & World Reports has a troubling report for New Yorkers. Almost half of all recent U.S. coronavirus infections are located in just 5 states, including New York. Michigan, Florida, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey are the others, and the 5 reported 44% of the nation's new COVID-19 infections in the latest available 7-day period. The 5 states account for 22% of the U.S. population. Some want extra vaccine doses to be sent to the places where infection numbers are highest. Dr. Elvin H. Ging, a professor in infectious diseases at Washington University, says that makes sense. Ging says, and I quote, "You wouldn't want to make those folks wait because they're doing better. On the other hand, it only makes sense to send vaccines to where the cases are rising," end quote. While it has become much easier in the Hudson Valley lately to get a vaccine appointment, it remains difficult in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio said, and I quote, "We still need supply, supply, supply," end quote. He added, and I quote, "But things are really getting better," end quote. Experts recommend keeping masks on in public and limiting trips away from home. Ging said, and I quote, "The take-home message here is, let's not jump the gun. There's light at the end of the tunnel. We all see it here, and we will get there slow and steady," end quote. Read more about this story at U.S. News and World Report. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The administration at Columbia Green Community College is looking to launch a new satellite program in the fall at Cairo Public Library. Columbia Green Foundation Executive Director Joan Kowiek said, and I quote, If everything goes well, SUNY has recommended there be in-person classes this fall, end quote. She added, and I quote, "We'll know that for sure the end of August, beginning of September," end quote. Greene County legislator William Lawrence was pleased to hear that the new program will start soon. Lawrence said, referring to himself and fellow KRO legislator Democrat Harry Lennon, and I quote, "We were big pushers for getting a localized college credit class," end quote. He said, and I quote, "Our main goal was offering college credit in Greene County, and Cairo fit the bill," end quote. He said, "Cairo is a central location." Lawrence said, and I quote, "The library also has a huge room with whiteboards that can be used for instruction," end quote. The launch of the program was delayed by the pandemic. He said, and I quote, "I'm happy to see it finally come to fruition," end quote. Legislature Chairman Patrick Linger said the satellite program will allow Greene County residents to learn at their own pace. Kowik said, through the scholarship program started by the county, about 50 students have received financial assistance totaling $80,000. Kowik said the program will support up to 10 Greene County students. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media the Shared Streets program, now called Warren Street Seasonal Usage, will require businesses to follow safety and design guidelines. If they fail to do so, the business's ability to participate in the program will be put at risk. There was little oversight and consistency to the barricade separating patrons from traffic, so concrete barriers will be required this year around permitted parking spots for uniformity and safety. Tourism Board member Tamar Adler said April 6th, the program is expected to begin May 15th and run through October. The program last year allowed businesses to expand seating and retail space into the parking spots along Warren Street in front of the buildings. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said safety and lack of enforcement were the biggest complaints last year. Shared Streets organizers distributed safety recommendations, but there was no clear authority overseeing the program, and businesses did not face repercussions for not having safety barriers. DiPietro said a project manager will be hired to oversee the program and work with city departments to enforce regulations. Adler said the Tourism Board will purchase the barriers for participating businesses for a total cost of $7,500. Organizers hope to find a donor to cover the cost of the parking space permits. Mark and Deborah D'Arcy last year donated $15,000 to the city to underwrite permit fees and to offset lost parking revenue. DiPietro said the city will own the barriers after the program concludes in the fall. The speed limit on Warren Street will remain 30 miles an hour. While the idea of closing the street to traffic was floated by the board, Mayor Kamal Johnson said that would not happen. Editor's note, Johnson and DiPietro are WGXC on-air volunteer programmers, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.